Before we get into today's episode, I want to tell my listeners that the final episode of Man in the Arena, Tom Brady, is here exclusively on ESPN Plus, which means all episodes are now streaming 22 seasons and 10 Super Bowl appearances. Tom Brady, like you've never heard him before, featuring Tom Brady's three sisters, Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady Sr., Rob Gronkowski, Michael Strahan, and more. All episodes now streaming on ESPN Plus, presented by Under Armour. Welcome back to the Adam Schefter podcast. In the week that the NFL will release its 2022 schedule, which we'll have more on in a moment. But on this podcast, we will be joined by the third of the Jets' three first-round draft picks in a draft class that has gotten applause across the National Football League, the Jets' third first-round draft pick, Jermaine Johnson, an edge rusher from Florida State, will join us to talk about the transition into the NFL. And, of course, this is a week that will be marked by the release of the NFL schedule. And it's always great to have that come out because it allows fans to set some of their travel dates, to pick a game in another city that they'd like to go see. And it also allows us to put certain trips on the calendar for the upcoming season. And already the NFL gave us some of that last week by releasing five international games in London on October 22nd. We'll get the Vikings and the Saints. In London on October 9th, we'll get the Giants and the Packers. And in London on October 30th, we will get the Broncos and the Jaguars, all in London. The one game in Germany will be whoever's playing quarterback for the Seahawks versus Tom Brady on November 13th in the first ever NFL regular season game in Munich. And of course, we, the ESPN crew, will be in Mexico City, a return trip there. It's quite a trip there the last time we went that I remember very well for a Chargers-Chiefs Monday night game. But this time, we will have the 49ers versus the Cardinals on November 21st, which, if my math is correct, should be right before Thanksgiving. And then, of course, the NFL also has released that there will be a week two ESPN Monday Night Football doubleheader, starting with Tennessee at Buffalo on September 15th, 7:15 Eastern, followed by the Vikings at the Eagles at 8:30 on ABC. And again, we know that all these matchups are coming, but I don't know how the NFL does it, but it does. It somehow makes the release this magical event, again, where fans can begin planning their future calendar trips. We know who each of these teams are going to play, but yet it's still incredibly interesting to see how the schedule falls and lays out. And I think there are certain things that every team looks for right away. I think the first thing teams look for is who they open up with, because there are a lot of teams that put an awful lot of energy into their week one opponent. They begin studying that opponent right away, doing legwork, scouting work on that upcoming opponent. And so if you're the Cowboys and you're playing the Giants in week one or however it shakes out, you're going to get a real good feel for your opponent early on. The other thing teams are looking at is when their bye week is, because teams like it if given the choice right smack in the middle of the season. That would be a perfect case scenario. Sometimes the bye comes real early, which teams don't like. Sometimes it comes a little late, which teams don't love either. You always like a bye wherever it is, but ideally, you'd like that bye in the middle of the season. But these are all the issues that will come to light on Thursday. And there will be schedule leaks, I'm sure, leading up to the announcement on Thursday night on ESPN. But I will be in Bristol, Connecticut on Thursday night with Laura Rutledge, with Teddy Bruschi, with Damian Woody, with others, as we continue to go over the schedule. I think we're even going to be joined by Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, the new ESPN Monday night team that made the announcement of the week two doubleheader on Monday morning on Good Morning America. So it becomes a big production, and it also tells you of all the things that the 2022 season is right around the corner. Yes, we are entering a slow period by NFL standards, although there's always news that pops up, but the release of the schedule tells you that the 2022 season is near and we are getting closer to it. and it should be fantastic. All right. Without further ado, let's turn now to the third of the Jets' three first-round draft picks, a man that the Jets considered taking, I think, in the top 10 picks. Then, when they saw him sitting there at the end of the first round, they traded back up into the draft to the 26th overall selection to go take Florida State edge rusher Jermaine Johnson. Jermaine.
Hey, how you doing?
How are we doing?
Doing great, man.
This is quite an exciting time for you, I'd imagine, right? Like, you leave school, you get drafted by the New York Jets, you're from Minnesota, you spent time in Georgia, you've been in Florida State. What's it like to show up in New Jersey with this new life and this new employer?
Man, it's awesome. It's a dream of mine for a while, but I'm just taking it all in. And the thing that I love is football is football, you know, no matter where you go. So, you know, now we're getting back to the basics and, you know, we're getting back to ball. So, you know, I love that the most.
When you hear the Jets call out your name on draft night, what goes through your mind?
Thank God. You know, I was excited that the Jets got me. Like I've said in every interview, they were my favorite 30 visit. And, you know, it didn't take me long being there that, you know, I knew that this is a place where I wanted to be. And, you know, that's not a PR response. It's none of that. Like, it's genuine. The building is full of great, amazing people. And we all just clicked. So, you know, I had a pretty good indication that I was going to end up a New York Jet.
Now, listen, this is not meant to be disrespectful. There probably are not a lot of college players who are saying, I hope that I get picked by the New York Jets. That's not a sentence that people have said very often. What about that 30 visit stood out to you?
Just the kind of people, right? It's deeper than a record. You know, it's deeper than that. And this being a semi, you know, new staff, first things first, you got to be a good person. You got to be great people. It trickles all the way down into the kind of people you have in your organization. So, you know, for that building block, for that foundation to be as great as it is, you know, it ain't going to be too hard to build on top of that. So just being able to be in a organization, in a building with great people like them. You know, I was just excited to be here because, you know, when you get to wake up and go to a building with people that have passion for the game, for passion for the program or the organization like they do, it just makes it that much more fun.
Who are you talking about specifically? I'm going to guess Robert Saleh is a guy that stood out to you, right? I see you smiling and laughing there, right? Is that a guy?
Yeah, Coach Saleh, you know, Coach White Cotton, you know, all the way down to the GAs, to the chefs, to, you know, the janitors, like I really mean it. They're great people. You know, I've asked everyone's name, you know, like I said, all the way down to the janitor. And, you know, we got a cook named Julia and Juan. And, you know, I just ask people's names and everyone's response is the same. They're just happy to be there and happy to contribute to something so great. So, you know, now it's my turn to be happy to be here and contribute to something great. So I'm just excited I'm a part of it.
Good for you, Jermaine. What did you know about the Jets' history before they picked you?
I didn't know much. Not going to lie. Didn't know too much. You know, my dad's side of the family is from Brooklyn. So I didn't really know much about New York other than I got some family here, let alone, you know, the Jets. But definitely I'm learning more and more about the place every day I'm here because, you know, they educate us every day, you know, while we're here. So just being able to learn, you know, as I go about how important this organization is and the history of it and the players that come through and the legends that come through, you know, every day, you know, I think it's special now, you know, imagine when I really get the grasp of the history of every, you know, person that put on a helmet that came through and I'm in the equipment, you know, the equipment room and, you know, the management room inside the equipment room. And, you know, I'm seeing these jerseys up here and I'm asking about the guys. I'm like, why are the jerseys up there? So I'm just getting educated about, you know, really the awesomeness of the organization.
Whose jerseys have you seen? Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Klecko?
Yes. That's
Wesley,
one.
Wesley Walker?
I don't remember that one. But like I said, you know, I've been here for a solid, 4 or 5 days, maybe. You know, I'm still staying out here, you know, around the area. I can't be in the building right now, but staying around the area, you know, searching for a place to live, doing all that fun stuff. But, you know, when we're getting back to the X's and O's and, you know, this upcoming Monday, I get to be around my new teammates, my new family members. It's going to be very eye-opening. It's going to be very fun.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. with the thickest, crispest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any eight-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature eight-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza, better because it has to be. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Adam today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Adam. Now, what do you know about the fellow rookies from your draft class? Because people have lauded the Jets draft class, right? And in fact, I mentioned on this podcast last week, my father, who's been a longtime Jets fan, he called me up and he said, I want the Jets to take Garrett Wilson at 4 and Jermaine Johnson at 10. So my dad had you going higher than 26 for the record there, Jermaine. But the Jets get Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson and you.
Right.
And it keeps going, right?
Yeah, it does.
Breece Hall in the second round of pick 36. So what do you know about these guys? Have you had any interaction or any prior dealings with any of your fellow rookies?
Yes, for the most part, I trained with Breece for the combine. I trained with Sauce for the combine. And I trained with Mike Clemens for the combine. So, I mean, we've all been around each other for a while. You know, we're already, you know, growing closer together. So it's pretty seamless in how we're, you know, getting along and we're growing together. And it's really awesome that we all have the same mindset. Like, we're all just excited to be there and we're all excited to contribute to something bigger than ourselves. And you know, it's always great when great players are also great people. So to be able to not only be around great players like them and have them on your side, but also have great people as well. It's pretty awesome.
Could you ever have imagined while you were training with some of them that you all would wind up together here for the New York Jets?
No, I didn't think all of us, you know, that many of us would. I knew for a fact, I said it a couple of times when we were training. I'm like, how crazy is it that, you know, probably, you know, one of us are going to be on, you know, the other's team. And, you know, it's just fun. But I didn't think that, you know, this many of us that train together would be on the same squad. So
it's wild. Now, Robert Saleh on your visit told you that you would wind up as a Jet.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, obviously there's some front office things that they were talking through, but you know, he definitely told me, you know, how fond everyone was of me. So, you know, and it was genuine. He's a genuine guy, you know, not a bullcrap guy. So I knew he wouldn't just tell me that to just tell me that. So, you know, I had some sort of indication that, you know, I'd be a New York Jet. Obviously, you know, I still was, but just went down a little bit. But that's all good. I'm happy I'm here, baby. I'm happy to get to work.
Now, Jermaine, you also played at Georgia 2019 and 20. So we know that you got an up close look at your new rookie teammates there in New York with the Jets. Give me a little scouting report on all these Georgia guys. Like, holy cow. I don't know that there's ever been a school that's produced that much talent on one side of the football. You must have intimate knowledge of all these guys.
Yeah.
Who stood out to you and who do you think might be an unbelievable NFL player here in the near future?
Every one of them. Every one of them. I'm not even lying to you. I can't choose one. And it's a shame all of them didn't go in the first round because there's only, you know, so many spots, but they're all first rounders, in my opinion. And the first round people, you know, the work that they put in and how they went about their work every day, you know, and it's no surprise that they're national champions and now, you know, first, second, third round guys. So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for them. But it's no surprise to me, man. Day in, day out in practice, they're not only doing things the right way on and off the field, but then, you know, comes their athletic gifts, you know, and they're using those the right way. So when you put both of those hard work and athletic gifts together, you get that. So I'm not surprised, and I'm happy for them.
You know, but I remember one time when I was at the combine in Indianapolis, and I remember bumping into and talking with Eli Apple during a year in which Ohio State was sending a whole host of players to the NFL. And I said, I know you like your teammates, I know you respect your teammates, but give me one guy that you think is going to be lights out in the NFL. And he said, Michael Thomas. So when I ask you to say one guy from Georgia that just blew you away, and obviously they all did, but yeah, is there one guy that just you think is going to be lights out at this next level?
I'm telling you, it's hard to say it because,
wow,
because that is a no-name defense we ran at Georgia. And we all stepped up to the plate. Every one of us, when a play needed to be made and it was in our section, we made the play. So I can't sit here and just say one guy, you know, and knock those other guys, because that's what I would be doing. I just simply can't for the mere fact that I think they're all going to be studs. So I'm excited for them to see their careers unfold. You know, I'm just happy for them, man. It all worked out for all of us. And, you know, it's definitely go dogs for me all the way.
What led you to transfer from Georgia to Florida State before the 2021 season?
Just we had a lot of guys in our room and we rotated a lot. And also, you know, I was thinking about coming out for the draft after that 2020 season, you know, but there's a couple things on my scouting report that I wanted to get cleared up, like my violence for the game and just my explosiveness or I don't know, tackling, whatever it was, you know, I can't even remember, but I know I wanted to clear it up. And, you know, I kind of fell into the sandbacker role. And it's more of a, you know, more of a suppressed role on the defense. And if any of the outside linebackers are dropping, it's the Sam. So, you know, I'm asking myself, you know, can I show that, you know, with this last year, you know, playing in that role? And, you know, I had to make a business decision and, you know, just went to Florida State, you know, who I needed as much as, you know, they needed me. So it just worked out great. And I was able to fall in that 4-3 scheme and know which I am in here. So, you know, it all worked out and it all tied together. And, you know, I was able to, you know, definitely change a little bit of that narrative for myself. And, you know, I'm happy for that.
Now on draft night, you were a very colorful suit. I'd like to hear the history of that, but I'm also curious how you were kind enough and thoughtful enough to put four different logos, yeah, inside that suit. What, from Eden Prairie, where you're from, and Georgia and Florida, where what were the logos about? What was this suit?
Right.
Thinking on the suit.
So, you know I didn't get here alone. You know, I had help every single step of the way. So that was kind of my way of taking everyone, you know, that I couldn't take to the draft with me that contributed in me being here. So, you know, I put my high school symbol in there, Eden Prairie Eagles. I put my junior college logo in there, the Pirates and Georgia Dogs and Florida State Seminoles. And, you know, I couldn't just, you know, rep one place, because I'm not here just because of one place. I'm here because of them all. And, you know, they all played a huge factor, not just in my on-field development, but, you know, who I am as a man, as a person, you know, as a leader. So, you know, I couldn't just, you know, not pay, you know, my respects and show my gratitude, you know, to the places that got me here.
How much did they appreciate it? Did people at various stops reach out to you after you became the 26th overall pick in the draft to congratulate you?
100%. You know, I didn't really do it for any publicity or anyone, you know, anyone to reach out and give thanks. That's just the kind of guy I am. And, you know, I definitely, gratitude goes a long way and it's kind of how I was raised. But yeah, guys, you know, individuals did reach out from, you know, from each of those places. And, you know, I think it was well deserved that, you know, I'm on this big stage. I'm not just going to sit up here and show off a fancy coat on the outside and, you know, whatever jewelry I have on and act like I did this alone, because I didn't. So, you know, for me to have all those logos in my jacket, that meant more than any kind of jewelry I had on my body.
And it was also interesting that your designer, Tom Marcatelli, if I'm saying that correctly, is from Hoboken.
Yeah.
So the man who designed the suit, you wind up playing in the same state as where this guy's making that suit.
Yeah, that's crazy. And Tom's a great guy. He's been making my suits for a little bit now. And it is funny that I actually ended up here and he's down the road. So I found that kind of funny. But, you know, like then again, you know, when things kind of seem too good or too coincidental. They're usually not, you know, all things happen for a reason. And that, you know, that's just one little reason I know I'm supposed to be a New York Jet.
And of those messages you got, was there one that meant more to another? I'm going to guess you're going to probably say no, being that you're not going to cite a Georgia Bulldog. You're not going to credit one of these schools over the other. That's the kind of guy you are. But is there a message that stood out to you that will always resonate with you and stay with you as long as you continue on this journey here?
To be quite honest, I'd have to say, you know, it was the one I got in person when I was in the green room at the draft. And, you know, I saw Coach Smart, I saw Coach Lanning, you know, and they didn't know anything about my coat yet. And then I showed them on the inside and, you know, they were elated. And, you know, just seeing that. And we all took a big picture, all the Georgia Bulldogs, all the coaches and myself, you know, and it just shows like it's deeper than, you know, football, and it's a family thing, and all the blood, sweat and tears can never be forgotten. And, you know, it's bigger than that. So just being able to get, you know, that reaction and those kind words from those awesome men, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I'm all about the moment and, you know, how blessed I am to be in that position. But it's always the little things for me. And, you know, that was one of those little things that I'll definitely stick out, you know, for me for a while.
Jermaine, I remember when I was 23 years old, the same age you are now, yeah. I moved out to Colorado, which I had never really experienced very much of. And in one morning, in my very first morning there, after I got my first full-time newspaper job, I leased a new Honda and rented a one-bedroom apartment at the age of 23. I'm wondering what it's like for you right now at the age of 23 to be house hunting in New Jersey as a first-round draft pick in the New York Jets. What's that like?
It's, you know, it's pretty fun, but it's definitely new territory for me. So I'm utilizing my support system and, you know, all the tools that I have and all the people I have in my corner to help me make a smart and, you know, safe decision for my financial stability and everything like that. So, you know, I'm being smart, but I'm also, you know, enjoying it, but definitely want to be smart with it because, you know, I definitely don't want to end up on 30 for 30. You know, I definitely don't want that, but, you know, I'm being smart with it. And, you know, what's most important is keeping the main thing the main thing. So I'm getting the house out the way and getting all that other stuff settled. So, you know, all I got to worry about is you know, learning the playbook and stuff like that.
So we're looking to buy a house, not an apartment?
To be determined.
So maybe an apartment.
Maybe.
Well, you're a single guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. An apartment would be easy. You wouldn't have to worry about anything as a guy who's owned a house and an apartment.
Yeah.
Nice and simple, Jermaine.
Yeah, but I'm a guy, you know, I like a little bit of space. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, you know, definitely will be sorted out here soon so I can just focus on ball.
And the last thing I want to ask you, I noticed that your head coach, Robert Saleh, said that your quarterback, Zach Wilson, looked beefy at this week's minicamp. And he meant beefy in a complimentary way because Zach was very thin when he entered the NFL as the second overall pick.
Yes, sir.
What stood out to you about your new quarterback?
He greeted me when I first checked in, coming into rookie minicamp, and he greeted me at the front door. I didn't see him beforehand. You know, I never played against him in college or anything like that. But, you know, he looks solid. So, you know, I definitely feel good about that.
And what are we expecting in our rookie year? What's realistic to expect out of you this upcoming season?
Jermaine being Jermaine, just keeping the team first and, you know, playing my butt off whenever I get the chance and, you know, doing whatever the team needs me to do to get the win. So, you know, whatever comes of that, I guess those are the expectations. You know, I'm a team first guy. That's just honest. You know, I don't focus on the selfish stats or anything like that. No, one thing I always say, you put the team first, you'll tend to reach every goal you would ever set. So, or even farther than that. That's just how the game is supposed to be played. You know, you have a role, you're on a team. It's not a one man show. So, you know, whatever the team needs me to do to win, that's what I'll be happy to do. And, you know, whatever I can do to be a great teammate, that's what I will do.
And if you are all those things and your career goes the way that the Jets think it will, maybe one day when there's a new rookie first round draft pick in the room, he'll come in and he'll see the jersey of the great Jermaine Johnson and want to emulate you.
Yes, sir. That's the plan. That's my plan.
Hey, Jermaine, thank you very much for the time today. Lots of luck in New Jersey, house hunting, and in your rookie year. Appreciate your time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And there is the third of the Jets' three first-round draft picks this year, Jermaine Johnson, in a draft class that many people already are regarding as ultra successful. Now we'll see what kind of pros these outstanding young college players can be as the Jets try to move forward into 2022 with a new and improved franchise. All right. One of the ways to always gauge how well-received or popular or interested people are in a certain storyline is to look at the number of retweets or likes it generates on Twitter and Instagram. And I can always tell when people want more of a certain story or less of a certain story, or what resonates and what doesn't. We've talked about people before that always drive traffic and always draw a tremendous amount of interest. Well, this past weekend, there were a couple of stories that, in my mind, fell into that category. The first was Giants running back Saquon Barkley graduating from Penn State. It's a tremendous story, and it's a tribute to the young man to go back to his school years after he was the number two overall selection in the draft to go get his diploma from Penn State. Posted the story on Saturday, just that Saquon Barkley received his degree, and man, did people love that. A tip of the cap, a graduation cap to Saquon Barkley for going back, and you could see by the interest it generated on social media how much people cared about Saquon graduating. Man deserves a lot of credit for that. The other story that I think generated a lot of response over the last week was Peyton Manning and his wife, Ashley, setting up a scholarship fund for the former late great Demaryius Thomas at his alma mater, Georgia Tech. They basically set up a scholarship in Thomas's hometown county in Georgia, Lawrence County, for students who have a significant financial need. And students will need to get a certain average in school. They'll need to have some community service on their resume. But once they qualify, Peyton Manning, Ashley Manning have established a scholarship in the name and memory of the great Demaryius Thomas to send somebody from where he grew up to college, which is an outstanding tribute to the type of man, person, and player that Demaryius Thomas once was. And that was another one of those stories that when it was put out there, people loved that. And it's understandable why. So Saquon Barkley, Ashley and Peyton Manning, major props for their deeds of service over the course of the past week or so. Tremendous job by all of them. All right, I want to thank our guest today, the Jets pass rusher, edge rusher, Jermaine Johnson, for coming on to this podcast. I want to thank my producers, Christina Buswell, Sarah Abbott, for putting this together. And I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning into another Adam Schefter podcast. Please join us again next week when we will be joined by two of the people that created the NFL schedule, Mike North and Ani Bose, two people at the forefront of creating the schedule that will be released on Thursday night and will set the agenda for the 2022 season. They will be featured on the Adam Schefter podcast next week. Until then, have a great week, everybody. Be well and stay safe.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.